My beloved, come on Spices Mountain. How I yearn to see thee face to face. Drink, dear Lord, from my heart's flowing fountain, till I rest forever in thine embrace. Not alone, O Lord, do I adore thee, but with all the saints as thy dear bride. Quickly come, our love is waiting for thee. Jesus, Lord, thou wilt be satisfied. Dear saints, I believe with all my heart that as the days are running to the end of this age and the bride is making herself ready for the Lord's coming, that the bride who loves her bridegroom's appearing would express from deep within her heart genuinely the desire for her bridegroom's return. And this will express itself practically at the Lord's table meetings, in all the local churches, of saints who want the Lord to come back. The Lord said in Matthew 26 that I will no longer drink the product of this vine until I drink it anew with you in the kingdom. And again in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us that we are to do this until he comes. Even at the Lord's table, we do have a remembrance and enjoyment of the Lord. He set this up at the eve of his arrest and asked his disciples to remember him, remember his death. And he gave that promise. We will do this anew in the kingdom. That means, saints, that even though we enjoy the Lord's table and we remember him and there is a sweetness and a satisfaction, there is something within the Lord's heart as well as our heart that this table doesn't completely satisfy. Because another week has gone by that we cannot put aside this table and we have the Lord himself. So I believe that in our meetings, the Lord as the bridegroom is training his bride to learn how to pray in a way that really draws his heart to come back. My wife and I, when we were courting, we carried on a long-distance relationship, our courtship. She was in Sacramento serving. I was in Southern California serving. And so all we had was the phone. And by the way, the iPhones weren't here yet. So no FaceTime, no Zoom. All we had was each other's voice. And I just had an old picture of her I found because I couldn't, you know. It's hard to picture, you don't see the person. And so you can imagine what our courtship is like long distance. A lot of it was just sweet expressions of just planning. When was the next time we could be together? Can I come and visit you this weekend? Can you ask the brothers to give you some time off so that we could go out on a date? Because I just want to be with you. And, you know, I say this jokingly, but what if I expressed this desire? I'd like to come and see you in person. And she is ambivalent, indifferent. You know, maybe, let me check my calendar. I'll try to fit you in. How about next month? I think I I would be, one, I would get the message, and two, I would be pretty hurt, right? The bridegroom. Oh, saints, our bridegroom desires to come back. He wants his bride. He wants to get married. And I just hope that in all of our Lord's tables meetings, at the Lord's table, after we break the bread, I'm not trying to institute another programming that we have to do this. But that within the saints, if you have this longing, and at the Lord's table, that is the place to express it. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Thank you, Lord, for this table that we enjoy you. But Lord, we rather have you. I wish that a week from now, we don't have to have this Lord's table because you are here. In the Roman numeral 1G of this message, it tells us that the Lord never wants to take an old table. He likes to take the table in newness. And I cannot be here to criticize or adjust any Lord's tables meetings. But I just feel from the Lord to express the desire of our Lord that he has a feeling, he has a sense in his heart. He really wants to partake of the table with you in newness. And those who love his appearing would respond to the feeling of our bridegroom by coming to this table in a new way. Come with our newness, our fresh enjoyment, and express it to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, saints, that was a kind of lead-in just to take advantage that we just had the Lord's table to this final message of this conference. And of course, I'll read the title here, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Having a Revived Living and a Labor of Shepherding. Now, at the outset, we may think that these two items are separate points. I thought that. I thought they had to put these two together, you know, but they really wanted to split it into two messages. But as I dived into this, we have to realize that these two points go together. I'd like to read to you from the last paragraph of this book, A Timely Trumpeting and a Present Need. It says, we need a daily revival and a daily overcoming as the base. We also need a life and a work that flow out from the love of the Lord in order to maintain our victory. If we do not have a revived living or a labor in shepherding, we will not be overcoming for long. There will be no way for us to maintain our victory. What maintains our victory is a life and work of love towards the Lord. We need both these aspects. So my portion this morning was just to express two things from Roman numeral 1. And the second of which I actually spoke first. And that is to just express the desire of the Lord's heart to have the table in newness. And for us, each of us saints, to go to the Lord and touch his heart in this matter. The Lord's table is for his satisfaction and is for the fulfillment of his heart. And the second point is to know our God as the God of renewal. Revelation 21:5, I like to read, and 6 actually, I like to read both these verses. It says, and he who sits on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, they have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Dear saints, I've just been enjoying this God for the last several weeks. He is always new. He is newness himself. But not only is he newness himself, he is also the God of renewing. That is, it is his work to make all things new. Anything old in this universe will be made new by him. This is his work. He will do it. For he said, this is faithful and true. And he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. The one who spoke the first word is the one who will speak the last word. And the one who is at the beginning is also at the end. Oh, dear saints, let's lift up our eyes at the end. What God will do. And we'll see what he's doing today. Right now. Every day, he is renewing us. We have no reason to be discouraged. No reason to lose heart. Only when we look at ourselves, we lose heart. But when we look at our God, we are refreshed. We're encouraged. If we look at what's happening in our spirit, we're being renewed day by day. There's a renewing going on. God will make all things new. Anything of our oldness, he will deal with. Just stay with our renewing God. Amen. Trust in his work. Throw ourselves into his hand. Let him do the inward work in us. Oh, saints, we're a part of this wonderful renewing work. So, amen, saints. That's actually my two portions. Amen. So I'll leave it now. I'll give my brother more time. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our Christ is making us ready.
Amen.
I really appreciate what Brother Ray shared, that this matter of a revived living and a labor of shepherding are not two separate things. They accidentally put at the end of this conference. But by having a revived living and a labor of shepherding, the Lord is continuing his victory. And so I have three burdens today to share. And after my sharing, there will be many brothers and sisters going into every single point in this wonderful message. But three key points I'd like to start with is the first one is that we have a revived living and a labor of shepherding because our Christ is the one in victory. He has overcome. You know, and we maintain his victory by joining ourselves to Jesus as the overcomer. So John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you have peace. In the world you have affliction. But take courage. I have overcome the world. And then John 13:30 says, it is finished, right? And on the cross he says, it is finished, because his on the cross, the Lord's victory is complete. So we know that on the cross, the Lord's victory is complete because he's conquered sin, Satan, and the world. But you know something even more directly related to our Christian experience? He has overcome and has a victor over every situation in our human living. So and this one who is in the victory is in our spirit. So how about let's declare together, Christ is victor.
Christ is victor.
So, you know, I would just echo what Brother Ray said. Don't look at yourself. We have the victor, the one who is new in our spirit. When we look at this one, this new one, he makes us new, right? And also this new one is also the one that is the chief shepherd in our spirit. And the chief shepherd is producing the church. And so, you know, as the victor, he desires that the church continue his victory. Revelation 3:21 says, He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on the throne, as I also overcame. And so the Lord, as the overcomer, is in us and producing overcomers, right? To produce the church, right? To produce the bride and to bring him back. And so we're built together as the bride. And so by our being revived and turning to the Lord day by day and turning to the chief shepherd in our spirit, the Lord is preparing us as the bride. You know, Revelation 19:7 says, "For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." So our being revived and contacting the Lord bit by bit, day by day, we are being prepared as the bride. So, you know, what does this mean very practically? Well, in the church life, it's not just a matter of preaching the gospel, shepherding new believers, and supplying the truth to the believers, but by our being revived and touching the chief shepherd in our spirit, we are continuing his victory. And as the brothers have shared, if you don't do both of these things, that victory and that overcoming cannot go that long. In fact, in a portion from Watchman Nee to new believers, he mentioned that when you try to overcome in yourself, you're already defeated, right? Because when you're in ourselves, there's no way to overcome. The Christ, the unique overcomer, the overcomer, the complete victory is the one that can actually overcome. So we need to turn to the Lord, right, and lay hold of the one who is in the victory. And then as a result of that is then that we let the chief shepherd get lived out through our daily living. So and so this brings me to the second burden. So while Christ is the victor, we maintain our victory by being revived day by day and by shepherding according to God. So 1 Peter 5:2 has a wonderful point here. It says, shepherd according to God, right? So what does this mean? Well, because we as believers, since we have Christ as the chief shepherd in our spirit, we have the capacity, we have the ability to shepherd according to God. There's a wonderful portion in John chapter 10. And, I think if you know, 10:10 is actually one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. This goes to the core of God's purpose and God's economy. But, you know, right after that, on John 10:11, it tells us, with this life, he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. So this life that's within us is not just for our own spirituality, but it's so that the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, can be lived out in our daily living. So number one, we have the chief shepherd in our spirit. And number two is that we need to give the Lord the free way to be lived out as the chief shepherd. So how about, let's declare, I like declaring. So let's declare to your neighbor, the chief shepherd is in your spirit. So you may consider that I don't know how to do it. I can't shepherd. I don't have a heart for man. But the chief shepherd's in your spirit. Amen. And we need to contact that one and let him be lived out. My third burden, and this is the way that we shepherd according to God. So my third burden is shepherding is a story of love in the church life, one by one. And if you think about shepherding, you know, even though we know that shepherding, you know, we have the chief shepherd in our spirit, I think sometimes, at least for me, sometimes I treat it as a duty, right? An outward activity, an outward aspect of caring for people. And that's good, right? But actually, real shepherding is the all-inclusive, tender care of the Lord. And this is the very Lord, the good shepherd, with such a love, like as revealed in John 10, he gave his life. He's the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. And so, it is a shepherding that produces something, and that produces the church. You know, Revelation 19:7 says, "Let us rejoice and exult. Let us give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." So this shepherding, this all-inclusive care, all-inclusive tender care of the Lord in our spirit, right, produces the bride, which is all in love. And so, so, um, So the issue of contactless one is that we actually spontaneously, you may not have a love for the brothers, sisters, or ones around you, but the Lord does, right? So when we contact him, the Lord's love starts bringing up brothers and sisters to us, bringing up the ones that are around us, because God's heart is for people. And God's heart in particular is for his bride, the church, which is being produced through his shepherding. And so love is the excellent way, and this love is actually from the Lord. John 21, 15 through 17 says, talks about where, you know, the example there is that the Lord is speaking to his apostles, and he says, do you love me? And three times he asked that. And the answer to the Lord to the apostles is, feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, feed my sheep. So the first thing to do is when we realize that that the Lord is in our spirit is we tell the Lord, we love you. How about let's declare together, we love you, Lord Jesus. When we turn to the Lord daily by saying we love you, spontaneously, this opens the door and gives the Lord opportunity to come in, right? And opens a way for us to be able to feed the brothers and sisters, shepherd the flock of God, right? And care for what God's interest. A little bit more, we're being prepared as the bride. And this actually relates to some of the previous messages too, is while we're taking care and shepherding according to God, spontaneously, we are the faithful and prudent slaves, feeding food at the proper time. But don't skip contacting the Lord, because there's nothing to feed if you don't contact the chief shepherd in our spirit. And this also produces a living that is full of cherishing, nourishing, and shepherding. And that produces the church, the bride, and it is also one by one. And so I'll just share a continuation of this, is that so while we need our day-by-day contact the chief shepherd in our spirit, this contacting the chief shepherd is actually a caring for the churches, for the producing of the bride. And in Revelation, the Lord is in the midst of the lampstands, right? And as we know in the Bible, the lampstands represent the churches, right? So the chief shepherd cares everything about the producing of the bride in the churches. And so, and we have some wonderful examples where in the churches, one by one, how the Lord is the one who goes and reaches individually one by one. So Luke 15, we have the wonderful example, as the brothers and sisters will share, about the lost sheep, the silver coin, the prodigal son, the seeking father, and the seeking spirit, right? And then even the Lord himself, when he was passing through, detouring to Sychar, right, to gain one woman. He went all the way there to gain that one. Or Jericho to visit and gain that one tax collector. So the Lord, the chief shepherd, has a pattern of reaching out to one by one. And then, of course, as the brothers and sisters will share with the Apostle Paul, we have a pattern of one who lived a life with the chief shepherd. And that is, he actually was not a spiritual giant himself, but he actually shepherded people and lowered himself to where the brothers and sisters were at. And there are some wonderful verses in 1 Thessalonians 2 talking about he is the exhorting father and the nourishing mother. And he lowered himself to where the brothers and sisters were at. So our way of shepherding is the way is the way of love, and in particular the way of the Lord's love. And is also in the church too. So corporately in the church life, the Lord may contact you. We let the chief shepherd being lived out, but also in the church life, we're also sheep too as well. So you have the chief shepherd in our spirit. I have the chief shepherd in my spirit. I need your shepherding. I need the Lord to come in you to me, and you need my shepherding as the chief shepherd to be shepherded. And the issue is the more preparation of the bride. And then I'll just end on just really two very simple examples that really touched me regarding this point on the mutual shepherding. If you consider in the church life, I'm not sure about you, but sometimes I'm caring a lot about my own spirituality, but maybe I didn't even consider the ones I haven't seen for a while, right? So we go to the meeting and, someone's not there for a while, but maybe in my heart, because I'm not contacting the Lord day by day enough, that maybe there's not that heart for the brothers and sisters, right? The Lord's heart and care is for the church, right? So therefore, even more so, we need to contact the shepherd, the chief shepherd in our spirit. And then, you know, very practically, you know, regarding the brothers and sisters, even just knowing the names of the brothers and sisters, just very practically, you know, you may go to the Lord, but if you don't even know the names of the brothers and sisters, how does the Lord bring those names to your heart, right? And so so the Lord needs our cooperation, right? And so, you know, in our locality, we sometimes remind each other during the break time, don't just go off and hang out with the brothers and sisters you know. Why not go and say hello and find out the names of the brothers and sisters in your locality, right? In fact, I found it a little bit of a shame. You know, I think at one time I realized, you know, I don't know, like, you know, even though I've been seeing them week to week, but these, like, 10 brothers and sisters, I don't know their names. They moved here, and I just haven't said hello, right? So we need to get to know the names of the brothers and sisters, right? But then, by doing that, then the Lord can start putting these brothers and sisters on our heart. So very practically, so there's this aspect of in the church life, but the church life also comes to the home. And so the last example I'll just highlight in this last few minutes is, you know, I just realized that I think for my children, right? So I'm not sure if you've ever had the experience where, you know, you tell your child, you know, my kids are like, they're like high school, one's going to college. And you say, tell them something, and then maybe the third time you get a little upset, right? A little irritated. That happens to me, right? And so I just realized that even in the home with my kids, right, I need the chief shepherd to be lived out to my kids, right? You know, am I shepherding according to God, or am I telling them according to my anxiety or myself, right? So I just really appreciate that, you know, Lord, shine on me more. Lord, may I lay hold of, get revived and lay hold of you as the new one. May you as the chief shepherd be lived out even to my kids, right? And then even my kids, you know, they're you know, they receive the Lord. There's a chief shepherd in them too. That, you know, and you know, our children can shepherd us, right? Haven't you had that experience too, is where you contact them, you know, and there's some fellowship, and says, wow, I contacted the Lord through my children, right? So we just need to be reminded that in our family life, that there is an opportunity for a mutual shepherd. The chief shepherd's in us, the chief shepherd's in our children, and even for the young people and college students that might be here with parents, right? The chief shepherd's in your parents, right? So I really appreciate this portion of getting ourselves ready through a revived living and contacting the one who is new, and also a labor of shepherding to continue the Lord's complete victory for the producing of the bride. Amen. May the Lord get us more ready, and may we spend more time with the chief shepherd in our spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How about let's praise the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'll end here, and then we're going to transition to the wonderful speaking forth of Christ through the saints.
For we all can prophesy one by one, that we all may learn and all may be encouraged. We will have at least 40 minutes for all the saints to come up to speak. The South Bay churches will take the lead this morning. And due to the limitation of time, this will limit to those who can manage English. And when you hear the sound of the piano, you need to wrap up your speaking. The saints can come up. All the South Bay saints can take the lead.
So this morning, our burden is that these last two aspects of making ourselves ready for the Lord's return, and that is being revived and shepherding others.
Amen.
So I did find a verse that actually links the two together. And it has to do with three brothers, an apostle, and the saints in Corinth. And this is, it just simply says that Paul says, they, these three brothers, refreshed my spirit and yours.
Amen.
That's the saints in Corinth. And there's a footnote there that this word refresh means that it is by the riches of Christ, by your Spirit, feeding others.
Amen.
And supplying others. So if the Apostle Paul needed to have his spirit refreshed, revived, then how about us? So I was thinking about our morning revival time. Maybe we need to have a view that morning revival is morning refreshing.
Amen.
And morning refreshing comes when we touch something real from the riches of Christ that refreshes us first. Then we take what we have been refreshed with in these riches and we can refresh others.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Aren't you refreshed?
Amen.
Aren't you revived? So good to be here.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well, in order to make ourselves ready for the Lord's return, we need to maintain our victory.
Amen.
Saints, we are victorious.
Amen.
We're victorious in Christ.
Amen.
When He rose from the dead, we rose from the dead.
Amen.
When He ascended, we ascended.
Amen.
He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and so are we.
Amen.
But saints, we need to remain in this victory.
Amen.
How do you do that?
Amen.
You wake up early every morning.
Amen.
You call upon His name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You tell the Lord how much you love Him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and then you feel the day beginning to dawn. You feel the day star rising in your heart.
Amen.
And saints, you're ready for the day. You're ready to go out and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Teach the truth. Bring ones into the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Saints, we need to be those who shepherd God's flock.
Amen.
But on the one hand, we are shepherds. On the other hand, we are sheep. We need to come to the Lord and allow Him to shepherd us.
Amen.
If we don't allow Him to shepherd us, then what hope do we have in shepherding others? We need to be touched by our Lord daily and be refreshed by Him. When we shepherd others, we need to cherish and to nourish them. But it's not so straightforward. How do you know what to say? How to take care of certain ones? You have to exercise your spirit. Because
Amen.
In your spirit is the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
He is the one who knows how to take care of each one.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, saints. We need to contact Him daily and spend private time with Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Every morning we shall allow the Lord Jesus, our Son, to rise up in us so that we can be renewed.
Amen.
Luke 1:78 says, because of the merciful compassions of our God,
Amen.
In which the rising sun will visit us from on high,
Amen.
We need to be renewed day by day.
Amen.
Every day is a fresh start and a new beginning that we can have with the Lord.
Amen.
Every morning we should call on Him. We should fellowship with Him and pray. If we do this, we will have this revived living.
Amen.
Lord, just cause us to turn to You in the morning.
Amen.
Cause us to be refreshed day by day.
Amen.
Help us just enjoy You in the morning.
Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Amen.
Amen. We can be renewed by our renewing victory, Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this point of our position of victory. This victory we can claim day by day.
Amen.
Morning by morning.
Amen.
We do not become overcomers by fighting. We overcome by believing.
Amen.
Victory is already in our hands.
Amen.
Once we have the slightest thought of trying to overcome, we have failed because our position is wrong.
Amen.
I feel like sometimes in my contact with the Lord, I feel so dead. And I feel like the Lord is so far away. And this is because I'm in the wrong position.
Amen.
I am the Lord has already overcome. So why am I questioning His victory? We just need to look at the Lord, This way we are renewed day by day.
Amen.
Everything of our old self is dealt with by the Lord. We just need to stay with our renewing Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Our Lord wants to come back. We have to make ourselves ready.
Amen.
Our Lord, I'm really touched by 2 Corinthians 4:16. Our inner man is being renewing day by day. Amen. Not every other day. It's day by day.
Amen.
It's 365 days a year. Every day we need to be revived by our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
As soon as we get up in the morning, we should contact the Lord. Forget everything else. Just have a sweet time with our sweet Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Another verse in the Leviticus 6:12 tells us that the priest shall burn wood on the altar every morning. Amen. So we need to offer our Lord Jesus as our burnt offering.
Amen.
We are not absolute. He's the absolute one in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We need to be renewed every day and stay with our renewing Lord.
Amen.
This is how we claim Him and live Him as our victory.
Amen.
Every morning we have a new chance to begin our day with God. And starting the day with God is what will renew our living and lead us to live Him out in our daily life. In my experience, it's my time with the Lord in the mornings that really supply me throughout the day. And I find that I really, if I don't have a time of morning revival, then my day isn't really one that expresses Christ. Right. But praise the Lord that every day is a new opportunity.
Amen.
Every day is a new day to wake up calling on His name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lamentation 3:22 to 23. His compassions do not fail, for they are new. They are always new. Amen. Oh, I have a burden to share that this compassion is the Lord Himself.
Amen.
Oh, the comfort to us is the Comforter Himself.
Amen.
Oh, I recently realized that we need to deny ourselves, even in the part, that we need to deny our oldness. Oh, even our old failures, our old sufferings, our old experience, even our old enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
They're all in the past. Oh, Lord, no one running the race keep looking behind. Oh, Lord, we need to forget everything behind.
Amen.
Oh, and stretch forward.
Amen.
We need to get our Lord Jesus today.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, You are today. Lord, You're today with us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I just feel that our Lord doesn't want to get an old bride. He wants to get a new bride.
Amen.
Oh, a young bride. Amen. The bride who is without spot and wrinkles.
Amen.
Without blemish. Oh, Lord, we make ourselves ready to be renewed every day.
Amen.
Lord, we love You.
Hallelujah, we can be renewed every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah for a daily revival as our overcoming base.
Amen.
Oh, then we have a life and work, oh, that flows out from the Lord to maintain our victory.
Amen.
And this life and work, hallelujah, is so enjoyable. It's contacting people.
Amen.
One by one.
Amen.
Ah, hallelujah. This part touched me so much. It talked about if the elders would contact, you know, but every one of us needs to be contacted and need to contact.
Amen.
And hallelujah, this contacting of one another to meet the need by so many ways. You can start with a text, but to me, I don't really enjoy that. But even a phone call, a visit, a small meal together. I love to have sisters for breakfast. These things are not small, but they connect us. And eventually what I saw, we talk about forming the net, right? But what I saw this morning is this is the way to prepare that your garment could be made. We
Amen.
Are actually knitting our bride's garment.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the chief shepherd. And we really enjoy that shepherding means to render all-inclusive tender care.
Amen.
And our Lord is such a great pattern. He shepherds people not only with humanly cherishment, and also with divine nourishment. In Luke 19, he went to Jericho just to visit and gain one person,
Amen.
Zacchaeus. He cherished Zacchaeus by staying in his house, and he nourished Zacchaeus by his preaching. In verse 9 it says, today salvation has come to this house.
Amen.
Many times when we shepherd people, we focus either on one or the other. When we focus too much on the human side, it may become a sociality. When we focus too much on the words, people may get burned. We need to focus on both. We need both human cherishment and divine nourishment. May the Lord be the shepherding spirit within us,
Amen.
Such that we can shepherd according to Him.
Amen. And saints, please no more come up.
We must live the life of the altar and the tent. Because of God's appearing and reappearing to Abraham, he built an altar unto Jehovah. I was impressed that the altar is so simple. Rocks, some sticks, fire, as opposed to a Tower of Babel, which is a giant achievement of human construct. This was a simple way of worshiping and consecrating to the Lord. Worship is simple, yet it requires us to give all that we have and are to the Lord. Building an altar means that our life is for God, that God is our life, and the meaning of life is God.
Amen.
I think a lot of times we feel lost and don't know where we're going, humanly or even in the church. Yet when we have a revived living, a living of touching the Lord, having many conversations with the Lord, it is at these times that He appears to us again to lead us, and we are drawn to renew our consecration.
Amen.
Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. This was living by faith. Once he got to the promised land, he also did not build a huge, beautiful building. Rather, he continued to pitch a tent. Why? Because he was longing for a better country, a city which has the foundation, whose architect and builder is God.
Amen.
Saints, we need to be renewed day by day.
Amen.
In our natural man, we all have certain concepts, opinions, and dispositions. But when we touch the spirit within our spirit, I love these three words, we can be reconditioned, remade, and remodeled.
Amen.
This is so awesome, saints. I used to try so hard. I wanted to be better and do better. But when we touch the spirit in our spirit, touch the spirit within our spirit, this happens spontaneously.
Amen.
Oh, Ephesians 4:23 tells us that we can be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
What is the spirit of our mind? It's that portion of our mingled spirit which has permeated into our mind. It makes us new.
Amen.
Isaiah 43:19 tells us that the Lord is doing a new thing. If we remain in our human oldness, we can be a hindrance to the Lord's present move and His present work. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Keep us turning to our mingled spirit that we might be new.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians, Apostle Paul says that I am most gladly spent and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls.
Amen.
Not only is Paul willing to spend his possessions, but also his whole being on behalf of the souls. So what I'm impressed most here is how does he spend his being? He spent by visiting the saints house by house. He spent his time. You know, our life consists of our time. He's willing to spend his time on the saints.
Amen.
Not only that, when he served the saints, he's spending his whole being, that when he's admonishing each other, he's always in tears.
Yes.
His spirit is so strong, it expands into his whole being. His emotions are fully connected with those that he is serving.
Amen.
Oftentimes at home, I have this trouble. My kids say, Dad, you don't understand me. Even my wife would say, Dear, you just don't get me, do you? When they say that, they are not saying you don't understand me logically. They are saying I don't understand them emotionally.
Amen.
I'm not connecting with them. I'm not shedding tears for this situation.
Amen.
So praise the Lord that our spirit has to be exercised so that it can expand into our soul,
Amen.
Into
Amen.
Our emotions,
Amen.
So that we have control of our whole being.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. About 5 years ago, I came back into meetings where a place I had not been for many, many years. I only recognized the gray-haired ones. But then the Lord, I was kind of grousing, and the Lord said, stop that and get a phone list. So I got a phone list, and I just began to say the names. Then I'd sit in the meeting, and I'd introduce myself, and they would tell me, oh, I've been praying for you. And if they're available, I'd take them out to lunch. Lord Jesus, out of this, I adopted three families. I have 11 adopted grandchildren. I have play dates on Monday and Friday with a five-year-old. And brothers and sisters, the most important thing is I come in the morning to the garden to join my Lord.
Amen.
Get refreshed. Oh, it's too wonderful. If the enemy awakens me at 2 o'clock with a bad dream, I just join my Lord.
Amen.
I just shame the enemy to the uttermost.
Amen.
Then I take a nap later.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to follow Paul's pattern in shepherding the lost flock. He even became a drink offering and sacrificed himself for others' enjoyment of Christ. In Philippians 2:17, he said, "But even if I'm being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice, and I rejoice together with you all." The drink offering is a type of Christ as enjoyed by the offerer. Christ, as the heavenly wine, fills the offerer and even causes him to become wine to God. The Apostle Paul became such a drink offering by enjoying Christ in this way so that he could be poured out as sacrifice to God upon the believer's faith through the shedding of his blood. Day by day, we need to enjoy Christ, renew by Christ, and maintain the victory. We are able to become such a supply, an offerer, and even a sacrifice. It is such an enjoyment resulted in the all-inclusive faith and joy in the saints in Philippians and brings in the all-inclusive faith in us and in the one we shepherd. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming.
Amen.
And making ourselves ready is not merely what we do. It's actually who we are, being our person and our being. So the Lord's work is always inward. Even though we actually really pay attention to outward works, but we really need to pay attention to his inward work.
Amen.
So we, as a bride, we actually need to make ourselves ready, being renewed and revived every morning.
Amen.
Like this time, we can contact the Lord. We actually allow the Lord to contact us. Amen. And best time for us to contact the Lord is early in the morning.
Amen.
Man, I made a lot of failures, but as the one who have been shown mercy, we are here in the Lord's recovery. We need to fight for this time.
Amen.
And every morning we need to come early, rise early in the morning, and we need to come before the Lord, let him touch us.
Amen.
Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn."
Amen.
And shines brighter and brighter. Until the full day.
Amen.
Saints, our future is very bright. Amen. But for this bright future, we need to rise up early in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. Dear saints, as I'm going through the outline, I was just so impressed with the example of shepherding by our brother Paul. You know, what impressed me the most is not just he went to shepherd house to house. It was that for 3 years, night and day, you know, he did not cease speaking these truths to the Ephesians. And we see that in Acts 20:31. Oh, saints, you know, we consider ourselves. We say we love to shepherd. We bring the new ones to our meetings. You know, we even have morning revival with them. But saints, how is our steadfastness? You know, I was just convicted. You know, maybe we say we shepherd out of our own zeal for a month, and after that, you know, we just stop. Or maybe we say to the new ones, "Now that you're baptized, you're on your own. May the Lord, you know, be merciful on you." But no, you know, we should continue in these things. We should declare the counsel of God, the high peak divine truth. Oh, to the new ones, oh, day by day.
Amen.
You know, we should grow in them, oh, in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord be merciful on us, oh, and grant us such a spirit.
Amen.
Oh, a spirit that is steadfast and unchanging, oh, in our shepherding.
Amen.
Amen. We need to come to the Lord's table in newness.
And the Lord never takes an old table. We need to be renewed by learning to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. From reading this outline and even morning revival, I was really touched. We need to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. The Lord never takes an old table. And I know this. I've learned this since I was young. And so sometimes when I was on the way to the table, I start to have an argument with my husband. And I was like, Lord, I can't forgive him in a short time. I need at least half an hour to give a message to prove how wrong he is. And I was like, Lord, okay, I can't go to your table. I just don't go to the table, you know. Lord, I don't know. I can't forgive him at this moment. But the Lord is living. The Lord is the overcomer within us. When we start to open to him in this way, he starts to operate in my being. Amen. I will be able to genuinely say, I'm sorry, forgive me. And this is the Lord. The Lord as the overcomer, as the renewing one, is renewing us in our spirit to empower us to say, I'm sorry, forgive me.
Yeah. In Romans 2:2, it tells us that Paul had a profound and intimate concern for the believer. 2 Corinthians 7:3, I do not say this to condemn you, for I have said that you are in our heart, for our dying together and our living together. We can see here that Paul had an intimate concern for the distracted believers in Corinth. This concern is not merely a socially polite or courteous. We can see here that Paul's letter to the saints in Corinth, with a spirit of deep love and concern, this kind of intimate love and concern actually is a mystery to me. And but this mystery, this kind of love and this kind of concern is very needed for me to have in this church life. Oh, saints, I was so touched by the example that our brother Liu Shui, and then he gave us a. His living is an encouragement for me to live a life which is full of love and concern to the saints around me.
Amen.
Amen. So, oh Lord, saints, through this love and intimate concern, may all of us can be built up together and new together and be prepared for the second coming of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by having a revived living and a labor of shepherding. Praise the Lord. Our Lord is a chief shepherd. Amen. Amen. He shepherds us individually, but also corporately to meet the needs of every locality. He's walking in the, I think in point six, it says, as he ascends the Lord he, and the walking Christ, the seeking spirit, by walking in the midst of the churches. He knows the condition of each church. Amen. So he's individually, but also in a corporate way. Amen. You know, so he shepherds the leading brothers so that the leading brothers can shepherd the churches, right? So that we can all be overcomers and stand in his victory.
Amen.
Amen. Last night I was reminded again that we're just slaves.
Amen.
But we have to be faithful.
Amen.
In the matter of caring for the Lord's household. Actually, in one sense, we don't have a choice.
Right.
But in another sense, oh, Lord, we love your household.
Amen.
I was so touched when the Lord said, feed my lambs.
Amen.
Shepherd my sheep.
Amen.
This is his lambs. Wow. These are his sheep.
Amen.
What is my feeling when I shepherd someone? Do I care that much that they would grow in life? They would go on to maturity? You know, there are times I feel very weak in myself. And here in this portion it says, to the weak I became weak,
amen,
that I might gain the weak.
Yes.
But sometimes I feel so weak. How do I go gain someone? But you know, when we forget about our condition, the Lord comes in to supply us.
Amen.
And both of us are strengthened.
Amen.
So to have the Father's loving and forgiving heart, oh, Lord, this is my prayer again and again.
Amen.
I want to have your heart. Father, your heart for your people.
Amen.
And the Son's shepherding spirit.
Amen.
Lord, his seeking spirit.
Right.
Lord, the need is great around us.
Amen.
You know, last night's message about giving food, touch me. These go together. What is the right time? Sometimes it's not the right time. I don't feel up to it. But that is the best time.
Amen.
When we get out of ourselves and minister from our constitution.
Amen.
Maybe at the time we don't feel we have much, but when we are faithful and we go to visit, you know, this one by one touched me so much. Sometimes you just spend 1 hour with one person and you go out of your way just like the Lord did. He made a detour to visit that woman at the well. We need to make many detours to cherish one person. But that cherishing, 1 or 2 hours, goes a long way. Sometimes it could be a family member. It's not just the saints. All the people around us need food,
Amen.
Need our shepherding care,
Amen.
Need our loving heart, and need our shepherding spirit.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm going to break down. Last night, Brother Alan and Brother Gary gave a word to the parents. I have the same kind of a heart. Saints, we're living in the Bay Area. This is the top Egyptian place. It has the best education. It has the best career. Many people want to live here, and so we're here. So, of course, we want the best for our kids. We don't want anything less than the best for our kids. But do we really realize, and do I really realize, that the best has already been given to us? The Lord's recovery is the best home.
Amen.
The Lord's recovery is the best hospital.
Amen.
The Lord's recovery is the best education.
Amen.
It gives meaning to our lives. It tells us who we are,
Amen.
What we're here for, what's our destiny, what greater purpose in life than to change this age,
Amen.
To prepare the bride,
Amen.
To bring in the Lord and bring in a new heaven and new earth. What better meaning is this than this for our children? So anyways, sorry, just really quickly. So it really is dependent so much on our being revived every day. We can't be the right parent in ourselves. We need the Lord shining. We need the Lord supplying. Because they're with us 7x24. They're watching us. Or else we just push them away because we tell them the world is better. It's not, saints. The Lord's recovery is the best.
Saints, we need to reduce our sharing to 45 seconds each.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the great example of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He had to pass through Samaria, purposely detouring to Sychar, to gain this one immoral woman, cherishing her by asking her to give him something to drink.
Amen.
John 4:14, but whoever drinks of this water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever,
Amen.
But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water spring up into eternal life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This immoral woman was drinking water from Jacob's well. This is the enjoyment from worldly entertainment, but this will make people thirst. Amen. But now the woman is nourished by the river of life from the Lord. In this way, the woman was gained and shepherded.
Amen.
Right. God's heart is for his people, to produce the church, his bride. So I just really, every day when I was praying with the Lord, I just touched that I'm not here for myself. I'm not here for my own duty. I'm not here for my spiritual growth.
Amen.
There should be a flow to flow out. It's not enough for me just to enjoy the Lord by myself. It's because in Psalms 1:4, it said, draw me, we will run after thee. It says, it begins with me. But it should be, at the end, it should be all of us. Our spiritual condition will spread out to each member in the church. So whenever we come to the meeting, whenever we go to the campus to preach the gospel, we are there to spread out this flowing of God, this minister Christ to one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we are the sheep and the shepherd. It doesn't matter what we are or how capable we are. We can just all be the shepherd.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter. It can be just as simple as just speaking to one another or just being with one another. Amen. Acts 20:28. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We can just shepherd one another.
Amen.
God wants us to be the new creation. He wants us to be in the process of being renewed day by day until he comes back. But however, in order for this to happen, we have to undergo suffering.
There is no exception, there's no shortcut to this because he wants to transfer us from the realm of the old creation to the realm of the new creation. This transfer is a process of suffering. So sometimes I struggle with what it means to be like a proper sister, a proper wife, a good employee, a good daughter, even a good dog mom. But all these different aspects of my life sometimes pull me in so many different directions, I find it, oh, I forget who I'm living for. But when I get recalibrated back to realizing that every situation I go through is for the purpose of God to renew me with himself, to make me more of the new creation, Amen. That's when I experience 2 Corinthians 4:16, the eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
Everything in the meantime is just a momentary lightness of affliction. So we do not lose heart. We are not discouraged. We are becoming the new creation.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so thankful our relationship with the Lord is not once for all, but rather that we can come to him day by day and morning by morning. We really need to have such a relationship with the Lord that when we realize that this one is living in our spirit, this one is, he's a God of newness. He is the chief shepherd. And so as we come near to him, as we draw near to him, this life becomes reproduced in us. This is the only way that we can be made ready.
Amen.
God has already accomplished all that we need. We just come forward and we start the day by taking our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We don't start our day all woke up. We wake up and we're in the Holy of Holies, but we start at the bronze altar.
Amen.
We take Christ as our unique offering. And this one ushers us in and leads us into a life of shepherding.
Amen.
Our God is the absolute one. So he's the chief shepherd in us, and he's the chief shepherd in our spirit. We need to contact this one and let him live out. Many times we really need to touch the Lord's heart, how he wants to shepherd his sheep by his desire, his way, in his glory. We want to shepherd according to our preference or interest. So really just give ourselves, even myself, Lord, I give myself to you to shepherd your sheep.
Amen.
At the end of 1 Corinthians 12, Paul revealed to us the best way. Love is the most excellent way.
Amen.
Lately, when I pray for the saints, pray for care for sisters, the Lord just kept bothering me, do you love them? Amen. Under his shining, I can only say, I'm sorry, Lord. You know, but the Lord is faithful.
Amen.
I asked the Lord, you have given me all these accounts. How should I go on? And the Lord reminded, yes, love them. And the Lord reminded me of what Brother Ron Kangas spoke last year. He said, God will make you love because he is love. Wow, we are full of hope. We just need to let him in. And this pure love is without bias. And this love can mature us in life.
Amen.
And this love is able to love someone that we cannot love,
Amen.
Including myself sometimes, you know. And this love is able to love even those who don't care about the Lord, don't care about his people. He is able. This love embraces the entire human race. This love conquers every heart. Lord, make us those who take this way. Love is the most excellent way
Amen.
For us to be anything, for us to do anything for the building up of his body.
Amen.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul shepherded as a nursing mother, cherishing his own children. I became a mother 4 months ago, and I can hear my baby crying from far away. If she misses a development milestone, I don't just let it go, but I intentionally guide our play to help her make the progress. And I will not leave her crying by herself just because I don't feel like it. But I'm exposed that when I shepherd the new ones, I don't always hear their needs. And if they don't prophesy or get baptized, I'm not that desperate to find a way to cherish them and guide them. And many times I let my mood hold me back from contacting the new ones. But Paul, in verse 8, was well pleased to impart not only the gospel, but his own soul to them, Amen. Because they became beloved to him. May we lay hold to the chief shepherd in our spirit, and all become such shepherds for our Lord's coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord for our Lord's coming. Amen. I enjoy point C. It says, in order to have a revived living, we must be those who love the Lord to the uttermost. Amen. And live him with a daily goal of having the fullest enjoyment of gaining our Christ. Amen. So I just really appreciate that we have every morning to come to the Lord to enjoy him, Amen. To be filled with him. Amen. And through him, through our enjoyment and him filling us, we're able to be those shepherds.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you have to reduce your sharing to 30 seconds.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the Bible, God may not provide us a specific way to become an overcomer, as we're in different stages of life and we're in different situations. But I appreciate in this message, it provides us two ways to help us overcome in our daily living, or a secret, if you will, and having revived living and labor of shepherding. In Lamentations 3:23-24, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And you know, a lot of times in the morning, I found myself in the situations where I would get on my phone and checking my emails, and you know, next thing I know, 20 minutes has gone by, and I don't have time for the Lord. So in the past year or so, I've been trying. I found these two ways that really helped me to be revived in the morning. One is to call on the name of the Lord first thing in the morning, just to call, "Oh Lord Jesus."
Amen.
And second is to have corporate morning revival with my companions. I found that through my corporate time with my companions, not only does this help me turn to the Lord, but also help me to set my mind on the Spirit throughout the day.
Amen. Yeah, 30 seconds each.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 3:6 says, who has also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
Amen.
For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
Here, the Apostle Paul walked by the Spirit to honor God so that he could honor men so that he can minister the Spirit to honor men. We need to cooperate with the Lord. The Lord is a great shepherd in our spirit to shepherd the saints according to God.
Amen. In Luke 23, there are two robbers hung with the Lord Jesus on the cross. One blaspheming him, but the other rebuked the other and said, this man has done nothing amiss. Why do you not even fear God? So, and he turned to the Lord and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, today you shall be with me in the paradise. Amen.
Amen.
Saints, we need to see the Lord as a shepherd who does not condemn, but shepherds us and saves us.
Amen.
And he lives in us that we may have the same capacity to reach out even to the robbers and tell them the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
In the book, The Word of Love, Brother Lee diagnosed that the reason for our barrenness is because we don't have enough of the Father's loving heart and the Son's shepherding and the seeking spirit.
Amen.
And he said that rather we tend to condemn too much and we judge too much. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need your shepherding heart.
Amen.
So, you know, it's possible that we might not even have the feeling for someone who no longer meets with us. And we tend to categorize people whether they're good or bad. Oh, so, amen. Lord Jesus, we need to take you as our sin offering, as our burnt offering, and so that we can have peace and bring this offering to others.
Amen.
The Lord is the renewing one in us. Yesterday, I was moving to a new place, so lots of heavy furniture. I was actually pretty tempted to complain for being rushed, tired, and hurt. But it isn't in this moment, I decided to turn to the Lord and call upon him. He saved me from my emotions. He renewed me by going to his word. So I'm very grateful for this renewing one in my spirit.
Amen.
So, saints, eat the word and call upon him throughout the whole day.
Amen.
Yes, we are in a demonic system. Satan is the prince of this world. He's seemingly powerful, but don't be deceived. He was defeated on the cross. Defeated, but not destroyed. The devil and his demons are still alive, free to deceive and play games. They're up to all kinds of shenanigans every day. That's why we need to maintain victory. I didn't grow up in the church life, and I'm not here looking for a nice sister to marry or even a hot sister to marry. I'm not here to pretend to myself or anyone else that I'm a so-called good person. My real overcoming experiences are what brought me to the Lord's recovery today. Fame, fortune, and fandom, helicopters, planes, vacation homes, and yachts. The riches in heaven are better than anything that the devil could give you in this world. I'm not scared of the devil or even scared to engage with his demons and demon-possessed people. Jesus was it. Have faith in Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Faith will be rewarded.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciated how the Apostle Paul and even Nehemiah were ones of those that had a labor of shepherding. And because they shepherded people one by one, you can see in Paul's epistles and also in the book of Nehemiah, there's so many names, just one by one. And you could see that there's a shepherding, there's a labor of love. And, you know, sometimes, especially myself, we don't know each other's names, especially our last names. Amen.
Praise the Lord. My mom doesn't speak much these days, but when she does speak, I listen to her. And she said the other day that we need to love one another more.
Amen.
And just coming here this weekend and seeing the love from the saints towards my mother makes me realize that we are in the beginning of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen, saints, and love is the most excellent way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord that the victory has already been won for us. All we need to do is maintain this victory. Recently, I've been wondering how I can become an overcomer. But praise the Lord that He is the overcoming one. All we need to do is take Him as life and let Him permeate through our being. This Amen. Is the only way we can partake His economy.
Amen.
I'm here because of the brothers. Amen. I love the brothers.
The brother messaged me and said, if you go, I go. So praise the Lord, I am here. I just want to say, we know that we have passed out of death and into life because we love the brothers. We know we've passed from death to life because we love the brothers.
Amen.
I'm also with them. I just want to share something really quick. I was touched by the principle of one by one today. You know, in Luke 15, John 4, so many examples in the Bible. And especially John 4, the Lord sent all his disciples away so that he could speak to the Samaritan women about her five husbands. You know, it's only in this setting that we can speak something deep and personal to one another. So praise the Lord. We all have a little something. We can all shepherd, perfect, and build up the body together.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be revived every morning. And the way to be revived, right, is by taking Christ as our burnt offering. And Christ as the burnt offering is one who lived a life absolutely for Christ or for God, right? And we can offer him up every morning as a pattern one who has lived such an absolute life. Amen. Right? And so we need to live this way, right? This actually needs to be our goal. And our goal is to have the fullest enjoyment and gaining of Christ. So praise the Lord, this needs to be our living every day, and this needs to be our goal, right? Offering up Christ as the burnt offering to God every day.